You are in an interesting position in the world that is upside down. It is a bit energetically like speaking a language that is not spoken around you. And I'm sure you have all noticed that. You see what is true, and you see what is needed, and you see things through loving eyes. And then around you, what you see is that others do not see things that way. And this is one of the challenges that you are dealing with, because we like, we like to agree communally. We like to have the feeling that what we are seeing is what others are seeing. And in a time when that is not true, then we must do a thing we are going to call reconfiguring. And it is to say that you must look at some things as though you were in a strange land. And still allow yourself to know what you know without trying to get others around you to know what you know. This, of course, can be quite challenging because we are made emotionally comfortable by agreement. And yet this is a time where in many situations there is not a lot of agreement. So what are we looking at then? We are looking at, once again, drawing the energy inside, moving back to the wisdom of the heart center, moving to the alignment with the universe, and then very simply learning to what we are going to call quiet trusting. Rather than going through all of the old shame and blame and what is wrong with me and why do I not belong here, rather than go through all of this, bring yourself back into your heart center where you do belong and call the universe that supports you where you belong. And then when we say no quietly, we mean that literally. When you look at something and you know what it is, and you see that people around you do not seem to be seeing what is, do not try to educate them, because it is in your Bible, it is, there are none so blind as those who will not see. Those who will not see. And when you find yourself in a situation where that is the choice, where a choice has been made not to see what is really happening, you must redouble your energy in your heart to absolutely see, but to see quietly, and to breathe and to move forward with your best information, without worrying so much about those who will not see. The thing that is going to come to pass in your country is that you have seen now a large sector of your country deciding not to see. But the truth is, if you think of it in terms of the physical body, if a person is actually blind, then the consequences of being blind will eventually meet them. And that is, in the big picture, what you need to see when you look around you now. You see quietly, you hold the truth. But there are those who are going to fight not to see and be angry with you for seeing what is true. The pulling into the heart center and the aligning with the universe makes a power in you that will sustain you through this time. It also, in a peculiar way, acts as an agent of healing. Why is that? Well, what if this forces you to an inner knowing? that you will not doubt and that you will not give up in order to make someone else feel better or fit in some way. What if you decide not to do that? What if you decide that you know what you know and that you are not blind and that you will see, no matter what is going on, you will see. And as you hold that, then the deadly sins that were, projected onto women under patriarchal systems will begin to fall away as well. If you hold your truth and do not people please, if you hold your truth and you do not enter a lie to make someone else comfortable, if you do not wait for someone outside of you to tell you that you are good, if you do not fall prey to the old doubts that were put in your body about the goodness of your very nature, all of the shame that you encountered because even at a younger time in your life or a brighter time in your life, you decided to know and to hold that knowing. That is what you are being required to do now. Here is the interesting thing. There will be explosions along the way in the world you live in. But when we move into recovery, who will be strong? Will it be the blind who would not see, who finally crashed into the wall of lies and ignorance around them? It will not be them. They will be full of anger and fear and doubt, but you will not be, because you decided to make what you know and what is true the very highest level of how you can be. Now, we understand this will not always be easy, and the thing that you want to be careful about tripping on is shame. The idea that if you were some sort of perfected being, the world would not be as it was, which is, of course, a very dangerous thing to believe, because the world is everything. And right now, the side of everything that is turned up is not very attractive. So we want to be able to know that and to hold it without self-doubt. Now, do we have self-doubt? Of course we do. It is in the human condition. But the power to have it and move it through and not be caught in it, that is the kind of power that makes you strong and makes you, how do we say? We wish you had a word that combined responsibility and power in the world. If someone makes a word like that, we will use that for you, because that is where you are moving. You are moving to be responsible for yourself and the world and the truth you hold. And so those who are trying to take that away from you simply must fall away. You do not need to go to war for your truth. Let us say that again. You do not need to go to war for your truth. You simply need to hold that what you know is true, and your energy, the energy you carry with you in your daily life, moves forward with that truth. And that is how a powerful group of people become even more powerful. We feel the doubt, but we give it up. We feel the shame, but we do not stay with it. We feel lonely sometime, and we must give that up too, because the world is full of you. You simply do not know it yet. After all of these things, what is your phrase? Hit the wall, and it is time to rebuild. You will be amazed at how many of you are like you in the world. That is when you will begin to see the people who have always been like you, but who understood the wisdom of holding your truth in quiet while what is around you is madness. So as we return to sanity, you are going to begin to see that your world is peopled by many others whose hearts have been doing what your heart has been doing, holding what is true, practicing loving kindness, and now rebuilding the world that has gone so far from the light. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where you are breathing, breathe freedom. Feel a warm rain fall and wash away the week that you have just been through. Wash away the pain and the frustration. Feel it flowing away from your body and your field. Feel the gentle warm rain. Take away pain and fear. Move it away from you. Outside of your realm. And open the crown and let the warm rain flow into your body. Wash away limitation, doubt, worry about negative communication. Let it flow through your heart, washing away any fear that might be growing there. Feel that warm rain wash through the solar plexus, removing all of the emotions which do not serve you. Let the rain wash into the second center and displace the shame and the judgment and the old patterns. Let the rain wash through you and into the root, and wash away any limitation you may be holding about creating your life. Feel that washed away. And feel how clear your energy and your chakras are now. Feel them returning to their original strength and their original light. Feel everything that is not light pulled out of your body, so that when you see yourself, you are seeing the light that runs all the way through you. Sun of the universe, and feel it tip its golden light and pour that light in your crown, restoring your ability to receive, to be open to what is abundant and high. high and good for you. Let the golden light open your third eye and allow you to know and intuit without fear. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and allow you to speak what is true and to hold that as part of your own power. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and let the golden light nurture that garden. Warm it, strengthen it, and feel your own identity being grown in your heart, rising up, blossoming, growing in the light. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and let the light remove the emotions that do not honor you, that do not respect who you are, what you are, how your heart works. Feel all of that removed from your body. Feel the golden light flow down into your second center. And let the golden light remove all of the old judgment and shame and blockage from your past. And allow yourself to see a beautiful waterfall there. A waterfall that washes away anything you need to wash away. Anything that would make your life heavy or dark. Let this waterfall wash it through you and away from you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the universe's joy at finding your pattern of creation and filling it, making it bright and strong and powerful. And let all your fear about creating move out of your body and out of your field. And feel yourself become golden in your thoughts, in your body, in your energy. Feel your arms and your hands fill with the gold of the universe. Feel the golden light flow through your trunk and heal you. Flow down through your legs and into your feet. And feel your energy expand so that the golden light moves past your physical body to make a field that welcomes what is highest and best, most supportive and loving in your life. Feel it drawn to you like a magnet. And move your attention into your heart center. And see in your heart that there is a beautiful pond of silver water. Notice the mother's love in that water and your own reflection as she sees you, strong and fine and beautiful. reach into the water and draw up your gift. Resting your mind. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.